It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the Pitt Mailbag Show from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We're your hosts, Chris Carter and Abby Schnabel, your college reporters here at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And as always, we come to you on Tuesday answering your questions that you sent in to us, whether on social media or via email, about Pitt, college sports, everything here that we cover for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Reminder, you can find all of our written work at post-gazette.com. Find all of our audio and video content either on your favorite podcasting apps by searching Post-Gazette Sports or on YouTube also by searching Post-Gazette Sports. There's daily content that comes out from all of our different writers, but we always do this every Tuesday here. I'm rejoined by my good buddy here, Abby Schnabel, in the building, doing it again. We just both had our nice little weekends and everything, and it's kind of the slower part of the major college sports years. Like, you know, there's still some sports being played, but football and basketball recruiting still happening in the portal, but it's a little bit slower. So this is the kind of time we get to do a little bit more reflecting on things that we're taking note of.
Yeah, and with Pittsburgh just not being that big of a baseball school, you know, a lot of other schools around the country are very dialed in on baseball right now. But, you know, Pitt just isn't that excited. Well, that's not true. They're excited about their program. It's just not as big of a deal as basketball or football. So, yeah, slower period, but, you know, it allows us to look in depth on some things.
Absolutely. But we do have some news to talk about on this show today, Abby, and that's that one of the bigger name targets that Pitt had on its radar for the transfer portal in basketball is now off the market, because as Timothy messaged us, said Adu Thiro is now gone to Arkansas. Who should Jeff Capo look at in the transfer portal? Just a quick note, this happened Monday, and I think Monday afternoon, actually, officially, when the announcement was put out and confirmed, basically Thiro following his coach John Calipari to Arkansas. Not too much of a shocker there, you know, with the pedigree that Calipari, you know, brings with him, and the fact that he recruited him to Kentucky in the first place. So Adu Thiro, the local product, won't be coming back home to play for Pitt. I think there's certainly people that are disappointed that story didn't work out, but I do think, Abby, that this could end up working in Pitt's favor, because I'm not 100% sure that Thiro would have been the best fit for the last spot on the roster. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. I think we've talked about it a lot on this podcast that you know, Pitt should really be looking in at a sharpshooter. And, you know, Adu Thiro isn't a great player, but he's not a sharpshooter. And right. I think that's the one thing that's really missing on this squad. And, you know, he would have fit in. They would have made it work. But I feel like Pitt will greatly benefit from having more of a sharpshooter as opposed to just another forward. They have a ton of forwards that have similar vibes to Adu Thiro. Adu Thiro is obviously a little bit better of a player than some of the guys on Pitt's roster. However, they have guys that play that type of game already. So it's looking to diversify your roster a little bit more, find a sharpshooter. That's still my priority here. And I think it should be Jeff Capel's too.
Same here. And I wrote about that in the recruitment report, because going into this past weekend, Pitt was very much in the race for Adu Thiro. At least we thought he had just taken a visit with Pitt's campus the past week. He had been, you know, posting on social media stuff about Pitt. Granted, he's from the area, so it's a little bit easier for him making a visit to Pitt isn't like, you know, someone traveling from Florida or from California to make that happen. But still, it was worthy news. And now that he's gone, Pitt continues to not land certain players. Let me make this clear. Pitt Basketball has landed two really good players in Cam Corn and Damian Dunn. Those guys are going to contribute next year as long as they live up to what their billing was. But I wrote about in our recruitment report about how Elijah Hawkins was a Minnesota guard who had a little bit of the deep shooting ability. He wasn't a great deep shooter, but combined that with his ability to create assists, he was a guy they were targeting who's now also off the market. And guys were just going so fast right now. And Pitt can still pull in other guys that are like that, but it just seems like the pool of potential contributors, especially at the deep shooting department, is thinning out. And it's kind of putting Pitt in a tough situation where they might have to get someone that they're taking a big flyer on.
Yeah, you know, the earlier you get someone in the portal, the better. I mean, it's one of the benefits to teams that don't go into the NCAA tournament, just because you have a little bit more wiggle room of being able to dive in. And I would have thought that Jeff Capel would have capitalized on that maybe a little bit more with them, you know, not accepting their NIT bid. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he took his time. I think some of that had to do with, you know, waiting for Bub Carrington's decision. You don't want to start trying to figure out who's replacing him until, you know he's gone. And so I wish they would have taken a little bit more advantage of being one of the people who didn't have to, you know, deal with the postseason while also navigating the transfer portal. But, you know, at the same time, yeah, Jeff Capel's running out of candidates, but that doesn't mean he can't find someone. You know, there are still a good amount of guys on there, a lot of lower level guys and maybe not high majors, but some guys out of the mid major that know how to shoot. And if Jeff Capel can just find a guy that maybe is being a little bit overlooked, woo him a little bit, and all of a sudden you've got that role filled, I don't think you're going to get a big name here. I think all the big names are pretty much gone. But that doesn't mean he can't get someone that's able to fill that.
Absolutely. I mean, you go back to the crew that they assembled that made it to the second round of the tournament. None of those guys were huge names. Like Blake Henson, who now is going to be remembered for Pitt fans for a very long time. He was not celebrated when he was. Everyone looked at, oh wow, he didn't work at Ole Miss. Oh, he didn't work at Iowa State. Why would you want those hand-me-downs? And then he turned out to just be an awesome player for Pitt basketball. And not saying that Jeff Capel could just do that all the time, but I do think there's merit to the idea that they could get a talented player who fits a certain profile and then and have them develop. So certainly something to be on the lookout for what Pitt basketball does in the transfer portal. We switch now over to the major team in Pitt sports when it comes to the transfer portal right now, and that's football. Jake hit us up on X and said, is Pitt football done in the transfer portal? Anthony Johnson and Jacob Bostic are two targets. Are they uncommitted? Are they possible targets? Now, this is the wild, wild west of the transfer portal. By the time Jake posted this, Anthony Johnson has committed. So that actually isn't an option for Pitt anymore. Jacob Bostic, though, he's a wide receiver for Iowa. He has not committed yet, you know, since entering the transfer portal. I though look at this, Abby, and I think that this is a team that still needs to invest back into its strength. They lost Deion Hayes, a key defensive end starter, and they have not replaced him. So I think that they could use more help on that front, even if it's just rotational. But I look at Pitt right now. I think that they got to answer for a lot of the guys that they lost, especially up front. When it comes to the defense, because when Pitt's playing at its best, its defense is creating havoc.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, absolutely. I think defense is definitely the priority here, with defensive end probably being the more focused on spot. You know, they've reached out to some defensive backs. Maybe they could get a corner. Maybe they can find someone to fill Deion Hayes. Jake also mentioned we have to truncate the questions to fit on the screen. But he asked, right, you know, is wide receiver a need? I don't think wide receiver is a need. You know,
I agree.
you've got the trio of Kenny Johnson, Dajon Reynolds, and Kanata Mumfield. Then also behind them are what the Western Carolina transfers and Lamar Seymour and Zion Fowler L. Like I'm pretty confident and they feel pretty stacked, at least depth wise. They've got a lot of people to choose from in the wide receiver room. And I don't necessarily think that's a priority, but you know, he asked his defensive back. And I definitely think, you know, getting a good, solid defensive back, especially with guys like Deion Hayes leaving, you know, it just adds a little bit more depth, gets a little bit more movement, lights a fire under the current guys, and you know, competition is always going to be beneficial in when you're trying to, you know, overcome coming back from a pretty crappy season.
Right, I think that's a big part of this too, is finding guys who are going to bring in challenge who you have there. And then you can see where things land after that. But I think that's the key there, is finding someone who's going to help in that regard. And we're looking at positions of need, you know, defensive end, certainly right now, Pitt, one of those for someone to just step up. And I think that what Pitt could really use right now is also leadership. So if they could find guys in the portal who could come in, at least if they're not leaders, they could be good followers and contribute to the positive locker room environment. We'll also find a way to contribute. All of that stuff can, you know, I think lead to better results in the long run. So to answer Jake's question, Anthony Johnson off the board, Jacob Bostic still on the board, still making a decision. We'll see if there's any updates there. We move now away from the transfer portal and we get to some draft talk with the next couple questions. And one question comes from Ross, who says, why didn't Blake Hinson receive an official invite to the NBA combine? He was one of the best players in the country! Apparently Ross was very upset about this, but you know, Abby, I think Blake Hinson had a heck of a Pitt football or Pitt basketball career, but I think people often forget just how tough it is to get drafted into the NBA and the process it takes to get there. And that sometimes you have to prove a lot more than just doing really well in college to make your way up to the ranks of the draft.
Absolutely. Like, I think a lot of people maybe aren't as familiar with the NBA draft as they are the NFL draft. And, you know, the NFL draft has 7 rounds. That's not the case for the NBA draft. There's a lot less people. And I think, you know, maybe if it was a different model, you know, Blake Hinson would be on that list. Or if they did draft more players, he would be on that list. But let's be real, a basketball team is smaller than a football team. And so there's just less spots to go around. And unfortunately for Blake Hinson, as fantastic of a career as he had at Pitt, I don't think he had enough to really show that, like, yeah, I am one of these people that should be at the combine. I think he would have benefited from the combine for sure. But at the same time, I don't think it changes where he's, what's going to happen to him in his NBA, you know, journey. I still don't think he's going to get drafted, unfortunately. I just don't think he had enough flash. I don't think, which is funny to say of Blake Hinson of all people. I just don't think, compared to the other people, especially this draft class has a lot of big names. Not only big names, but players that kind of surprised people. And it unfortunately, you know, Blake Hinson just isn't at the top of that list, or even probably in the middle of that list, which is unfortunate because he is a fantastic player, but it's just so hard to get drafted.
It really is. I mean, you go back, Justin Champagne was first team all ACC, and I think he lit it up in a way that everyone's like, wow, that guy's like one of the best players in the conference too. And he didn't get drafted. Jamarius Burton didn't get drafted. Like these are guys that had to find, that are still trying to find their way. I think Justin Champagne's worked his way a little bit further because he's been in the league for so long, and now he's able to get on the bench for teams. But you know, but it's the cream of the crop of the cream of the crop are the players that are getting picked in the NBA draft. And people also, they draft for potential. There's so many people that so many of the draft picks, you'll look at them like, hey, that guy was not nearly as good as this guy was in college, but they're not drafting for that. They're drafting because, hey, this guy has a better frame. This guy has a better shot. This guy has all these traits that we think if we mold him for 2 to 3 years, he becomes a superstar in the NBA, or at least a really good role player. And that's where I think that a lot of people kind of don't get the same picture as the NFL, because we talk about it in such finite ways, whereas the NBA, I think they have a whole different method of evaluating how they handle their 2 rounds of drafting.
You know, and it also just doesn't have, like I mentioned, big names. Bronny James is in the mix this year. Did he have a good freshman season? I would say no, but you know, his last name is James, and who is his dad? And you know, you've got stuff like that competing against a guy like Blake Hinson. And you know, I don't think it would have been any different if he, you know, decided to join or go for the draft process last year. I really do think another year did help his stock, but at the same time, I really don't know unless Pitt was going to make a run for the national championship this year that anything could have put Blake Hinson higher up on the list.
Yeah, I think it would have been tough for that to see that happen. All right, let's switch it up here. Instead of something negative about the draft, you know, as far as Blake Hinson not getting a combine invite, he did get invited to the G League camp, so we'll see how that plays out. But Adam asks, Pitt Football posted on X about getting 17 players picked in the last four NFL drafts. Is that something Pat Narduzzi can use to his advantage? Now, Adam brings up what was kind of being talked about, like comparing and contrasting colleges as far as where they get players selected and such. And Pitt Football right up there, second most in the ACC with those 17 players. And that's only behind Clemson, who has just been phenomenal for certain years. Listen, I think that this is a good sign for Pitt. I think it's a sign that Pitt can, like, you know, hoist up about. But let's be clear. If I'm a recruit and I see this, that might help me pick Pitt over Boston College. That might help me pick Pitt over, I don't know, Minnesota. That might help me get me to pick Pitt over certain schools that don't have also really good tradition of getting guys to the NFL. And also don't have more NIL money to throw around. So I look at this, Abby, and I think, like, look, that's awesome. It's great. And I remember a lot of the, a lot of these players that earned their way into the NFL. And it's also the most Pitt players selected in a 4-year span in the modern NFL draft that is at 7 rounds. But all that being said, I think it's something that can help move the needle, but it is not going to move the needle by itself when it comes to getting recruits to come in.
Let me ask you this, Chris. How many of those 17 were from the ACC championship team?
Ooh, that's a good question. I didn't think about that.
That's the point I want to make because, listen, I think I saw a stat during the draft that a majority of these 17 were from that ACC championship team. Obviously, there's going to be a few transfers and people that weren't on their team, but I would guess that a majority of them came from that ACC championship team. And with that, it makes me wonder, is this something that Pitt is able to sustain? Because absolutely, great year and when they won the ACC championship. But after that, we haven't seen that level of success. And so it makes me wonder, even when Pitt is doing bad, yes, they have these guys being drafted, but weren't they on the ACC championship team? And is this something that Pat Narduzzi can say, hey, even when we're like, can he continue it years removed from this ACC championship and say, right, you know, even when we're not playing well, we do have guys getting noticed. And I think they'll still continue to have guys get drafted. I don't know if it'll be 17 in 4 years unless Pat Narduzzi can get Pitt back into the ACC championship conversation. But it's just that's the thing that makes me like have a question mark above my head is how many are from that team? Because that makes me look at it a little bit differently.
Well, here's the thing about this. And technically, if you're going over the last 4 years, they kind of have to be part of that team because that was 4 years ago. That was the 2021 season. Right. So so basically, yeah, it is that core of players who developed for Pitt. And again, kudos to them for developing. Kudos for them putting things together. But I do think it's going to be, I do think there's going to be a lot more of a things to prove and do to just win over commits than just show your track record, which is great to show, like show your track record, hang banners up. But when it comes to, getting big name players, just having guys who make it to the NFL isn't enough. It's a really good thing and it's important thing. It's part of the foundation, but this is why we're talking about Pitt football and why, you know, they're gonna still have to step it up in the recruiting business if they want to complete this roster.
Absolutely. And you know, that's the thing is fantastic for those 17 guys and fantastic for Pitt. I'm not taking away from that. And that is something that they should celebrate. But at the same time is that now that, you know, I don't think that there should be anyone left from that 20, that team that won the ACC championship because just of, you know, it's been 4 years and yeah, we had COVID and all of that, mm-hmm. but I think mm-hmm. we're out of those extra years of eligibility. And so I'm curious to see what Pat Narduzzi is able to do in the next 4 years with this. Is he able to keep guys going and getting drafted? And maybe it's not 17 in 4 years, but is it still a substantial number that you know, it's something that he can lean back on?
Absolutely. We'll keep you updated on all things here, NBA draft, NFL draft, Pitt players in the portal, Pitt basketball players, football players, all of those things, and Pitt volleyball, softball, all the things that are going on there right here at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Abby, thanks so much for joining me. We're your hosts, Chris Carter and Abby Schnabel. Thanks again for tuning in. And thanks also to Mike's Beer Bar for sponsoring the Pitt Mailbag Show. Remember, when you go to Mike's Beer Bar, it's the best bar in Pittsburgh. They have over 500 different available beers. 300 of those beers are from the local Pittsburgh area, and 80 of those local beers are available on tap. Go to Mike's Beer Bar today. Thanks again, everybody. See you next week right here on the Pitt Mailbag Show. Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.